Thank you, everyone, for being on this Sunday. It's August 7th. We have the full moon Sirius Festival next Thursday on the 11th. The Festival of Sirius and the Festival of Leo. Today on Sunday, on this Sunday of August 7th, we have Moon in Sag, Venus trine Neptune, and Mars square Saturn. We might be have a bit of a discomfort with the Mars square Saturn. Well, I'm beginning to ask for a miracle from the great beings, a miracle that Matthew can begin to see better. He only sees shadow. A miracle that Matthew's right side of his body begin to move on its own. And a miracle for his where he goes after Dominican, where he goes, who tends to him and cares for him. A miracle of a clean, well-lighted place for him to be and for all the people around him tending and caring for him so that he can recover. I wrote about miracles yesterday on my Facebook page. I was going to say some things about it. I called yesterday's post Ashram of Healing. And miracles are what happens when goodwill comes forth. And goodwill comes forth when humanity voices its needs. And I posted a home to create an ashram of healing. I didn't mention why. And in our Bible, in the Hebrew Bible, miracles are taken for granted. And it says that God does wondrous things in the Psalms and great things, marvelous things without number in Job. And so they took miracles for granted in the Hebrew Bible. And so I said, I need for my ashram of healing a 2-bedroom plus home. It needs to be on a ground floor, well-lighted, a clean, well-lighted place, a yard with trees. It needs to be free. It needs to be available for an unlimited amount of time with no restrictions, and it needs to be in Santa Cruz. And when I said this, people laughed at me. However, I know there are empty homes. I know miracles happen. I know there are good people. There are kind and sharing people. Because goodness is embedded within all of humanity. And human goodwill comes forth when a need is presented. It looks like a miracle. And so, calling forth a miracle here for Matthew to see, to be able to move on his own, and to be able to have a clean, well-lighted place for himself, and to also be uplifted. He says he feels like he's in a dungeon. We need to bring forth the light for him so that he is not feeling like he's in a dungeon. So miracles are part of every religion. They're surprising and welcoming events. And they are not explained by natural or scientific laws. They're considered to be works of a divine agency. And the word miracle comes from the Latin miraculum, in which something causes wonder and astonishment. Something is extraordinary in itself. Something is inexplicable by normal standards. And the source of the miracle is always a divine spiritual process. And I wanted to say, everything is enhanced when one shares. Everything that we own is enhanced when we share. being able to share is the true value of something. It's a really important statement. Everything is enhanced when we share. Being able to share is the true value of something. And someone wrote yesterday, the copperhead that was in our path meant do not give in, do not give up. Create an aggressive new healing method, and a change in the chemistry of the body is at hand. And then I posted beautiful pictures of the outside of an ashram for those who would like to see it. And so let us stand together today, everyone. Let us visualize that we're in an ashram garden, which is also an ashram of healing. Let us surround Dominican and Matthew with a triangle of golden healing, and let him be bathed in the color blue. And let us call in our group members, our families, friends, and loved ones to join us. Call humanity to join us. Stand with those who came before us and prepare the way for those who come after us. We stand with all the great ones, the teachers, the masters. We stand under the light of Shambhala, the Father's light, Sanat Kumara. Let us say our soul invocation, and we invite Matthew to say the soul invocation with us. And as we say this soul invocation, we see the soul's light pouring down upon Matthew. I call forth the Holy Spirit to pour down its light upon Matthew, to ease him, to heal him, to let him see, to move. We remember all those in the Bardos. Remember Linda in the Bardos, Charlie in the Bardos. They're walking together towards the light. And we open up the healing dimension and we call forth all those in need. All those in our families, our friends, our loved ones. Little Cyrus, did he be diagnosed with what is the best way to take care of him? And Matthew, and Bernie and Josie, my brother Bob. Our family is shaken up at this time with such need. In every family, everyone within our families, our friends, our loved ones in need, Linda's family, Carol and Michael, Teresa, Rita. We stand together within the center of a six-pointed star, and we visualize a six-pointed star surrounding the healing dimension. And we lift up the little will, we lift up the personality to the light of the soul. And then we see that the soul of everyone in need is pouring down its healing, comforting light. We visualize this. We surround Matthew's hospital room at Dominican second floor, room 2004. And all the workers there, we surround the entire hospital. We surround Santa Cruz. We surround California. We surround our country and our government and our people. We surround our entire earth and all the kingdoms. And with our creative imaginations, visualization, we lift up the personality of all the people to the light of the soul. The soul then gives direction, offers comfort and healing. We look up and see another triangle, the will of God and the will to good. The will to love. Every day as we awaken, we are committed to the will to good and the will to love. A fiery triangle. We stand under this light of Leo, the three fires of Leo, which are like the fiery triangle of the will to good. We surround Matthew with this fiery triangle. Its tongues of fire eliminate anything that limits him, and it brings healing to him. And it surrounds the entire hospital of Dominican, this fiery triangle, touches all those in need. And we surround our country, our people, our government. The fiery triangle eliminates that which is evil. And we surround our entire earth all the kingdoms. When these fiery tongues of fire touch humanity, the goodwill within humanity awakens. The will to good and the will to love awakens goodwill within humanity, which then becomes right relations, which then becomes the peace, the beauty, the harmony that humanity seeks. We stand here within this light. As we do this, we place this six-pointed star and monadic triangle into the hearts and minds of humanity. The spirit then comes forth and lifts up humanity's personality to the soul, little will to the greater will. And we stand now within the light of Shambhala, and we are going to read Shambhala today. Affirm Shabbat. Recollect and affirm Shambhala, disciples. Bow down to the Lord Sanat Kumara and tread the path of Lord Maitreya. One cannot arrest the progress and domination of Kali. Shambhala is the only antidote to Kali. The Puranas say that Kali ends when Shambhala steps up its activity. It is therefore wise to think of Shambhala at every dawn and every dusk. Those who relate to Shambhala cannot be harmed by Kali. They remain humble, simple, and silent. They also remain as centers that antidote Kali in the surroundings. The aggressive diabolics of Kali are contained by the angels of Shambhala. It is an eternal fight between the divine and the diabolic. Join the forces of Shambhala. Fall not to the illusions of Kali. For this, relating to Shambhala, remains invincible. Shambhala is the seed on earth of the second Logos, Vishnu, whose work is to balance the good and the evil. The splendors of Vishnu, called Vishnu Yashas, prevail in Shambhala. To debilitate the strength of Kali, affirm Shambhala and remain aligned with Shambhala and at all times. Recollect and affirm Shambhala, disciples. Bow down to the Lord Sanat Kumara. Tread the path of Lord Maitreya, the world teacher. And now I'm going to do our healing meditations. Let us stand around Matthew. Let us see a pure light pouring into him. Let us see that in the center of his head is this golden jewel. Let this golden jewel expand and open up his ability to see, expand throughout his entire body, bringing motion back into the right side of his body, entering into his heart, letting him have joy, the joy of recovery, the joy of healing. And for everyone in the healing dimension, let us say these words together with purity of motive. Inspired by a loving heart, we offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group to the one we seek to heal, to all the ones we seek to heal, to Matthew and everyone in the healing dimension. May the love of the Christ and the one soul focused in our group radiate upon you, Matthew, sign in the healing dimension. May the love of the Christ and the one soul focused in our group radiate upon those in need. May they feel this love. May they feel a healing and a calming, a soothing and a strengthening. And may it dissipate all that hinders their joy, their love, their service, and their good health. Namaskaram's Master C. V. V. Master, please let Matthew and everyone in the healing dimension receive the influx of thy prana into their systems, so they may transcend disease and illness, decay and fear and death, and realize the highest truth and the pure love and the bliss of existence. May they serve humanity according to thy plan. Namaskaram's Master C. V. V. And let us form a circle of planetary healers. Let the divine life descend and penetrate. Let the merry life preside over all the functions of the body. Let healing happen at all levels, mineral, plant, animal, and human, be healed and harmonized. And we call the angels to cooperate and fulfill the plan of healers upon the earth. And as we do this work together, we see the etheric body around each person, around Matt, and we rebuild the etheric body. This rebuilding of the etheric body, this etheric body is the key to immortality. It is the path of immortality. It is ruled over by Venus. As we do this healing work together with intention, dedication, and love, with our visualizations, we rebuild the etheric body into a perfect template. The physical body then draws from the perfected etheric template. And so we visualize the etheric body around Matthew and around everyone. This golden, white, etheric body being rebuilt. We call Mary and the healing angels to rebuild the perfect etheric template around Matthew and everyone in need, so that those in crisis can have health and balance, a well-functioning physical, emotional, and intelligent body. We call forth and allow for healing to happen as we say our Om's together. The sound of the Om's enter into the etheric stream and etheric body and stream through all the systems. The lymph, the digestive, the endocrine, the kidneys, the heart, the blood, the nervous system. It opens up Matthew's eyes. It helps him move. It gives strength and healing and protection. And then a new life is birthed. And God said, Matthew, I have made a new life for you. Formed, this new life is formed out of light. I have made a new life for you. I have left your old life in the mountains. Come forth, Matthew, and live the new life I have given you. And for those in the bardos, we stand with them and direct them towards the light, and we say to them, Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Hum. We are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. And we stand at the pinnacles of the five-pointed star, the five cities, towns, inlets, and outlets. We stand at Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, and Darjeeling. We see a lighthouse. Its light circles around and touches all parts of humanity with its nurturing light. And above is a fire. This is the Leo fire of the soul. It calls humanity. We say this great invocation, and every word and sound and stanza touches everyone in the healing dimension. And it brings a great healing to them. It gives them a sense of direction and a sense of hope. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. We see the light pouring into the healing dimension. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. And from our hearts, joined with the Christ, love pours out upon those in need. And from the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out. And may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore Matthew to perfect health. And to all those in need in our healing dimension, let light and love and power restore them to perfect health. And so let it be. And help us to know and to do our part in the world. Because we know, O Lords of life and love, about the needs in this Kali Yuga time, in this great darkness. Touch our hearts anew with love, so we too may love and give and do our part in the world. And so we stand at the doorway of our ashram and lift up our lamps. And this lamp, the lamps that we lift up, they light the way for humanity. And so the way is not so dark for them in this Kali Yuga time. And again, as we are told in the book, we reflect upon and we call upon Shambhala. It is the only antidote to Kali. So let us say our Kali Yuga prayer together. We invite the masters and teachers, all of humanity and the angels and devas, to say this prayer with us today. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. And now, everyone, let us be still for a moment. Let this meditation settle within us. Then we'll say our three Om's together. And as we say these Om's, we call upon all those miracles to occur. Miracles will happen more and more as we enter the Aquarian Age. There are miracles everywhere anyway when we understand the symbols. When we touch upon our divine identity, we will bring forth and see more miracles. We will recognize them and understand them. They're blessings for humanity. Let us now say our three Om's together. We invite the angels and devas to join us, and the masters and teachers and all the healers. And the Om's flow into Matthew's etheric body, creating that perfect template of health for Matthew and for everyone in our healing dimension. We call forth the Gandharvas and the music of the spheres and all the kingdoms. Everyone has a voice. And this voice creates a great harmony of healing. Om. Om. We also ask that Matthew's throat be healed so he may speak. Well, everyone, let us gather this meditation around ourselves on this Sunday. Begin to precipitate down into our three-dimensional world. Let us see what our tasks are today, everyone. Make right choices. Make right choices today. When we stand within the will to good and the will to love, we always make right choices. So let us see what our tasks are and our choices are, and let us complete our tasks with ease and harmony, with beauty, with grace. At the end of the day, we review the day, and we see the day was good.